What a day for the... How's it fucking going? Everybody! Shout out Smitty! This is the fucking Hog Watch! We have haters! We have people who don't believe in us! How's it going? Everybody! Right? Today! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! 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 I'm telling you! So many people love to just crawl behind their keyboards every single day. It wasn't just the victory tonight. It was everything tonight. Everything tonight. Fuck the haters. Let's fire it up, baby. And let's get all my YouTube members. Let's hear it one more time in the chat, everybody. Let's hear it one more time in the chat. Let's get some how's it going emojis and the Padres wimbles. I want to hear it one more time. How's it fucking going? Everybody. I'm telling y'all. It all started with the Fernando Tatis. The slander happened. Hog, we had some vindiction, some validation. AC, is that you? Jorge Alfaro, excuse me, Jorge Walfaro gets it done. And everybody, everybody, can we get some why not us is in the chat? I know, I don't even know how many people are watching. I know we got over 200 people. Smash the like button. Kenneth, the OG legendary hog with the $50 holla pre-stream says, I guess they got to call me $49.99 holla. Let's get some W's in the chat, Padres fans. Just as you asked for, I do have a Fernando Tatis Jr. update. By the way, I didn't tell any of y'all this, and I kept this really under wraps. But Padres fans, I have some other news. We're giving away a Nabil Chrismat jersey tonight. We are giving away a Nabil Chrismat jersey tonight. So I want to ask you all, where is everybody tuning in from on this fine, fine Tuesday night? Why not us, chat? Why not us? It was a really weird night for the Padres offense again. Once again, struggling. Sean Manaea gets his chop done. Trent Grisham doesn't help him out with his lackluster defense. But I want to say it one more time, guys. This is going to be one of the longest live streams of the year tonight. We have so much to discuss. We have to talk about the game. By the way, the person right next to me, who lives right next to me, wants to kill me. We need to talk about this game. Then we need to talk about the Fernando Tatis Jr. information. Then we need to talk about a quick update. I do want to show y'all something, though. I tweeted at 3:10 today the Hogwatch score predictions of this baseball game. How about 3-2 Padres? Kenneth, insane $50 holla. Alex with the $2 holla. I appreciate y'all. Hogstradamus, Chula Vista, Suzanne, National City. Bro, how the fuck are you home already? I'm always rumbling, bumbling, and stumbling, Kylie. I told you. You don't know how it is. I'm literally in teleportation mode. Steve, Central California, Mira Mesa, Gold Coast, Australia. All right, everybody. Let's get some Padres wind bells in the chat, baby. This is a big one. All my YouTube members, consider joining it next to the subscribe button on the live stream tonight, guys. What a day, Padres fans. What a day. What a season. 16 games over 500. Jorge Alfaro, Sean Manaea gets it done. And another time, another day, no Fernando. Fernando coming soon. And no Machado. Machado coming very soon. The Padres just get it done once again. So, Padres fans, we're settled in a little bit. We're settled in just a tad bit. But it feels like I gotta tell it. I feels like I gotta hit it with y'all one more time. How's it fucking going? Everybody. All right. Let's talk about this game breakdown, everybody. 6 hits for the San Diego Padres, only 4 hits for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Zach Gallen is a legit player in this major league freaking team, man. This guy, Zach Gallen, is really good tonight. His 12-6 curveball is some of the best stuff I've seen in a very, very long time. It is legit straight 12-6. But the thing is with the San Diego Padres is even though we had 11 strikeouts he had tonight, he did have 115 pitches through 6. They were able to get him out the game, get to that Diamondbacks bullpen, and what do you know? Sean Manaea was able to match him pound for pound. Trent Grisham fucked it up for Manaea. Besides that, it was flawless. It was flawless today. It was just one of those games. It was an old-fashioned pitching duel. We go to extra innings, and I do want to shout out a team favorite of this channel. Not really, but man, Eric Hosmer, the dude went deep somehow on this 12-6 curveball. Apparently, Eric Hosmer was sitting curve again. We're going to recap this game very briefly, and then we're going to get into the news we all want to talk about. But Eric Hosmer, he was sitting on this 12-6, and there you have it. She was absolutely slapped to deep right center field, 401 feet. He barreled that ball, and he was getting tormented on that curveball all day long, yet he found a way to finally sit on it. He knew the 12-6 was coming. He was looking low. He got it low, and he hit that shit far and away, 400 plus feet. They reviewed it, and it got out. That was a big moment in this game, guys. Very big moment in this game. He ties it up. But how we doing, man? How we doing? If y'all are on Twitter, it was a crazy day in the Padres Twitter community. Go ahead and follow me on Twitter at The Hogwatch. We just hit 2,000 followers, guys. It was a very, very interesting day on Padres Twitter. Again, we're going to have to discuss that, as well as follow me on the IG at The Hogwatch. We know we get you guys with the post-game sizzle reels after every single game. And, guys, we're giving away a Nabil Chrismat jersey tonight. Y'all ready? Who's entered? This is our season, baby. This is our time, baby. This is our time. Padres fans, Gallen's knuckle curve was absolutely filthy tonight. I hope everyone's doing well again. Sit back, relax, grab some popcorn, grab a nice cold one if you're over 21. If you're not, sizzle on a nice Arnold Palmer. We got you covered on the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show brought to you by betonline.ag, your number one source for all betting needs. It was a long, lacklustered, entertaining game against the San Diego Padres, Arizona Diamondbacks. If you're a fan of good pitching and no offense, well, how do you do? You had a golden ticket to tonight's game. It was a really fun one. This Zach Gallen kid is special, man. Lowered that ERA to 2.92, had 11 strikeouts, but was able to be inefficient. The Padres were able to get to that lacklustered Arizona Diamondbacks bullpen, which actually held their own until the 11th inning when the Padres won this baseball game. Sean Manaea, though, I can give this guy credit where credit is due. Whenever this guy hits the mound, he never gets the requisite run support. He never gets the requisite run support, but tonight, he still didn't get it done, but his team came through when they needed him most. He didn't get the win, but he came through. Shout out Steven Wilson, you came through. Shout out Luis Garcia, your first 1-2-3 inning since I was 2 years old. Shout out Tim Hill, the biggest nuts, the biggest balls in big time, big leverage, big time players make big time plays and big time moments. We're testing that pop filter, big, 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 huge, huge. And yes, Kenneth, I saw the $50 holla. I'll get into donos a bit later, bro. You are insane. Thank you so much for all your support of the channel. I really appreciate it. Guys, one more time. Let's get some why not us's in the chat. Let's get some why not us's in this chat. No Fernando coming soon. No Machado coming soon. This team has found adversity. They found ways to win baseball games. They're 16 games over 500. They're tied with the LA Dodgers, 70 games through atop of the National League West at first place. So I have one question for y'all and one question only. It's a simple question. Why not us? Why not us? Unbelievable night. So, did you guys hear about Fernando Tatis Jr. taking swings? I don't know. Did y'all hear about that? I was hearing some, talks about someone tweeting Fernando taking swings. That dude was, we'll talk about that in a little bit, huh? We'll talk about that in a little bit. Without further ado, though, let's knock this baby out the park. Should we get your top hogs? And guys, by the way, we got 300 people in here. Can y'all smash the like button for you? And I got 60% of y'all who watch me don't subscribe. It's free, man. Just try and move your finger 2 feet and hit that button and you'll be chilling. So, top hog of the night. What shall we do here? It's none other, no doubt, Mr. Sean Diego Sean Manaea. This guy did it again for the San Diego Padres. Sean Manaea lowers that ERA to a 3.87, 6 innings pitched, 4 hits, 2 earned runs, 6 strikeouts. This is the horse we've all been waiting for. He continues to get it done for the San Diego Padres. Hunsty G4, big W tonight. Why not us? Everybody, let's get some why not us's. Sean Manaea is your top hog of the night. I do, however, want to give this hog pen award to somebody tonight, and it's 110% Steven Wilson. Mods, Quattro, anybody, can you please put the link to the Discord at the top of the chat? We got 700 of y'all up in that bit. Guys, Steven Wilson. This guy, I have to hear a lot of my friends give this guy crow all the effing time. Steven Wilson, talk about highest leverages, big nuts, big time player. He got 5 huge outs for the San Diego Padres, 3 strikeouts, had to inherit that ghost runner on second base 2 times and got the guys out when he needed to most. Steven Wilson, chat. Steven Wilson is your Hog Pen Award winner of the night. Absolute guts when he needed to do it at the most. He was an absolute horse today, or if I should say, was an absolute hog today. No doubt about it. And your hogwash of the night, none other than Trent Grisham again. Pretty awful plate appearances today. 0 for 5, 3 strikeouts. When are we going to call up Esther Ruiz? That's about that when I talk about that. We got our updated Hogwash Top Hog tally boards of the year so far. We see Sean Manaea is now tied for 5th with Jake the Rake at 7 Top Hogs, 3 Hogwashes, aggregate score of 4. And Trent Grisham, I don't think he'll ever be on the board for the rest of the year. I don't think he'll ever make the board. If you guys are new to the channel, please subscribe. We have all these amazing graphics. We tell you the top hog. We tell you the hog washes. The top hog goes to the best San Diego Padre of the night. The hog wash goes to the worst. We'll do an aggregate score, and we're going to rank the best Padres as the year goes on. And guys, it's crazy. We are almost halfway through the year. It is nuts. We are almost halfway through the year, and the trains keep going, and the guys keep chugging along. Everybody, Social Dude 9 with the $15 holla says there needs to be a how's it fucking going emoji after tonight. Hey, go Padres, baby. Thank you, man. Thank you. You're a big-time member of the channel. Guys, take a look at the how's it going emojis. I put them right here. And everybody, wherever you're watching, thank you for the $15 holla. Wherever you're watching, however you may be listening, let's all say it together. Have a sip of water. You don't get big ones like this tonight. This was a big one. How's it going, everybody? Thank you, man, for your support. Thank you for being a Hogwatch YouTube member and showing those flaunting, those sexy emojis. I appreciate it. Again, guys, y'all want to hear some Fernando news? We're going to get into that very shortly. I'm going to give you guys a quick recap about kind of what went on with that today. Justin Alfaro should be our everyday catcher. He should be. The issue is, and I appreciate the $5 holler, is there's two things. Yu Darvish likes throwing to Nola, and same with Joe Musgrove, I believe. Those are just kind of things that you cannot tweak. If you and Joe, your two top pitchers, like throwing to him, you can't really say anything. As much as Nola is a liability at the plate, he got caught looking again. The dude's kind of lackluster at the plate. He's not aggressive. He's reluctant to swing, and you saw why that was damaging to the team and big-time scoring positions tonight when you had runners on second and third, 2 outs with a chance to win it. Maybe that was going to get Nola going, but right now, if you have Darvish and Musgrove, Justin, who enjoy throwing to Austin Nola, there's not really much leverage the team can say. How's it going, everybody? Are we going to sweep? We'll get into that very, very shortly. Again, welcome to the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. If you may, smash the like button on the stream. We got 320 of y'all up in this, man. This is going to be a hell of a stream tonight. Again, we have Fernando Tatis Jr. updates. We have so much updates. I have a Manny Machado update. When do you guys want to give away the Nabil Chrismat jersey? You know what? Y'all want to do it very soon? Oh my goodness, my gosh, my gracious. And let's take a look right now, Padres fans, at the Jorge Alfaro play to seal the deal for these Friars of San Diego. How's it going, everybody? It's a nice day to be a San Diego Padres fan. Straight through the hole. Jose Azokar, very smart of the team. Listen, we talk about small moves like that. You have Jose Azokar pinch running, gives you a speed threat. Ryan Christensen, small tweaks, small amplification, things like that to give your team slightly a better chance. Those are differences. Those are reasons why you're going to win baseball games. Those are the marginal decision makings that the Padres weren't getting with Jace Tingler at the helm, and they got it tonight. Not even from the skipper themselves, but from the skipper's apprentice in Ryan Christensen. Everybody, again, what an absolute night, Friar Faithful. Go ahead and join the San Diego Padres Hogwatch Discord. I will put the link pinned on top of the chat. How about Alfaro work when he's not catching? We're going to get into all that later in the stream, man. I want to talk about this Fernando stuff, but Sugar coming home, everybody. Again, join the San Diego Padres Hogwatch Discord. Link pinned on top of the chat. Kenneth, again, thank you so much for the $50 dono, man. It means a lot to me. Your support is insane. I really appreciate it. All right, everybody, shall we? Any other questions from tonight? Should we? Do you guys want to break down? I can break down tonight more in depth. Do you want to do that? Or should we get into the Fernando Tatis Jr. and stuff? Let me know. I want to hear from all 300 of y'all on the stream. Y'all want to hear about Tatis? Or y'all want to talk more about this game? How do I subscribe? Hit the subscribe button, man. Or hit the join button next to the subscribe button on your device. Let me know what y'all want me to discuss. I'll wait for it. We have so much stream. We can talk and do the, we can do the Nabil Chrismat jersey giveaway as well. But I'm telling y'all, There is so much to discuss tonight. We'll get into Kim's base running. All right, everybody. All right. So here's the whole Fernando Tatis Jr. situation. Okay? I was given some information, and we saw this picture video of Fernando taking some hacks. And by the way, everybody, I sent out a video and a tweet kind of discussing this. And then I sent out another tweet saying, I can confirm that Fernando Tatis Jr. has started to take swings. Okay? So you can go see it. And everyone, of course, listen, guys, I'm a polarizing person. People are going to hate me. But I'll show you guys something. So I sent out a tweet. Okay? After I sent the video. Okay? You guys want to go in chronological order? Let's do it right now. So I sent out a tweet a little earlier this afternoon, saying that Fernando Tatis Jr., is that him swinging? I send that tweet. I send a tweet after that saying, I can confirm Padres superstar Fernando Tatis Jr. has officially started swinging a bat again for the Padres. I could confirm it, but I realized it was premature of me to say that. I was going to get in a lot of trouble. Nevertheless, again, I'm starting to cover my bases top to bottom in that organization. You don't have to believe me. But just listen to my story. And I was getting absolutely blown up by San Diego's very own Steven Woods. Steven Woods. That was fast. Getting absolutely hammered by all these Padres Twitter people who love to hide behind their phone screens, never show their face, and just try and win because they have 300 followers. And that's the given euphoria and ecstasy that brings them their daily joy in their lives. And I hope, you know, that's okay. You know, but what continued to happen then is I was getting texts from people within the Padres organization saying that was true. And I got some verbatim saying, you know, was taking hacks. Okay. And, you know, we start seeing my whole timeline get flooded. We start seeing Hog get absolutely blown up on Twitter saying this is fucking bullshit. You're a sham. Fraud watch. Shout out Mickey Coke. And listen, I knew it. But I had to delete it. I had to protect myself. And I had to take it down. And next thing you know, a few hours later, after getting absolutely bamboozled, some more videos came out. People started realizing, holy shit, this kid may be right. I'm going to retract on my steps a little bit. I'm going to backpedal a little bit. And what do you know, during the game, Kevin Acey tweets, because now the organization's scared. She's saying, turns out Fernando has been mimicking swings for a few days. He is to the point where there's discussions every day about the progress and what come might next. This came right after, a few hours after I tweeted it. And people started now like, holy shit, Hog is right here. And then now Patrick Daly starts making fun of him saying he's just mimicking swings. Yeah, okay. So I start saying that. And now everyone's like, you know, everyone's been quiet. You know, Woodsy, AC, haters, Mickey. It's okay to be wrong. I've been wrong before too. But they try and bring you down, baby. And it's totally okay for younger people to be sourced in this organization. And I have people telling me shit. And it feels nice. You know, I'd be lying to you. It feels fucking nice to break this. This is the biggest star in baseball. From the local security guards, whoever that may be, to the fucking GM, President AJ Preller, we got this shit covered for y'all. And I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to take risks. You guys need to understand that. But I'm telling y'all, there's people who try and take you down, saying that this is the frog watch. But you know what? You know what, guys? Where are they now? I'm digging up in that bitch. And I want to tell y'all one other thing. The reason AC has to use the word mimicking is because he's not allowed to say essentially what I'm saying, because it goes with what I'm saying and against the organization. Y'all need to understand that the organization didn't want this information coming out, because literally earlier today and yesterday, they were literally saying that he's going to see multiple doctors. What this essentially is Tatis Jr. not listening to his guys, and he's taking swings on his own. And if y'all want to tell me something mimicking, let's get some W's in the chat, everybody. And I want to tell y'all one more thing. If y'all think this is mimicking, I don't know what to tell y'all. These are 70% hacks. That's not mimicking. That's swinging. So my update too is I can confirm, and you guys don't want to talk about this, I can confirm that he has not done live batting, at least what I think, and he's swinging on, let me see, I just want to be careful with my words. I want to be very careful with my words here. Very light off a tee. He's swinging very light off a tee, okay? That's confirmed. Now, if you think that's mimicking a swing, then go look up the word mimicking in the English dictionary and tell me that you're a fucking idiot. The dude's swinging. So I want to tell y'all one more time. He's swinging light off a tee. We broke this news tonight. And everybody, from the Woodsies to the Mickey Cokes to the Ha-Sung Rims, whatever y'all want to do, the Padres guys with clout, even though I'll never see their faces once in my life.
Where are they now? Where are they now?
So everybody, my name's Borna, a.k.a. Hog. Welcome to the Hog Watch, everybody. We give you year-round, exclusive San Diego Padres content. I'm not even kidding when I say at this point, it's fucking exclusive. Again, this is not a good look for the San Diego Padres. Not a good look at all. It's not. This is their franchise superstar. And he's not listening to the organization.
Yeah, so I'll take some water. I'll take some, you know, cherry Coke. I'll take some Sprite. And I'll take some Diet Coke as well.
Is what it is, people. It is what it is.
Light tea.
By the way, we have breaking news. They asked interim manager Ryan Christensen. In summary, he says it's a systems check. Has not been clear to go through any swing progressions. Claims they were dry swings. Of course they're going to claim they were dry swings. It literally makes the organization look awful. We literally leveraged this whole organization tonight in making them look so shitty that their franchise guy won't even listen to their upwards representation. It's over. In addition to that, I saw 100 people on Twitter saying that was from last year. His shorts are orange. Do you guys know who Goods by Dax is? Those orange shorts didn't release until the end of March this year. The dude got surgery in March. There was no way. So we're going to tweet this out too, guys. Come on, you be better. You guys say you're big baseball fans. You don't even know when those shorts come out. I'm going to tweet that. Reported did ask about the video of Tatis. Christensen did answer. In summary, it's just a system check. Has not been cleared to go through any swings. Claimed they were dry swings. Let's go get a video. Let's go get a video of those swings being dry, everybody. Again, what a day. Huh? What a day, Padres fans. And again, we're going to give away this Nebo Chrismat jersey too. It's going to be absolutely incredible. Again, if you're new to the channel, I hope you subscribe. Hit those post bell notifications for year-round exclusive San Diego Padres content. Smash the fucking subscribe button. Follow me on Instagram at The Hog Watch. We hit 4,000 subscribers a few weeks ago, and we will be giving away a Colombian flamethrower Nabil Chrismat jersey. By the way, dry swings. Mimic. Mimicking. LOL. This is literally what I'm going to say. Reporter did ask about the video of Tatis. Christensen did answer. In summary, it's just a system check. Mimicking. Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's going out there. Yeah, that's mimicking. That's mimicking. So, it's pretty funny. How are we doing, everybody? Welcome to the postgame show, huh? Lock in, everybody. It's going to be a good night. That's what we call dry swings, huh? Guys, take a look at this one more time. This is what we call dry swings. Yep. Take a look. This is what we call dry swings. That's like, you know, like dry humping. Yeah. What the fuck does that mean? You're humping, you know? I mean, take a look at that. That's what we call 70%. Boom. There's one. That's what we call a dry swing. That's mimicking a swing. That's about 70% right there. That's your full wrist torting. That's your full wrist. That's your full left wrist with the rotation. Take a look at it. Take a look at it. Those orange shorts, everybody, they weren't released until 2022. It is what it is. And this is a very bad look for the San Diego Padres organization, who's lying to the media. And now you know what's happening right now, too. The Dennis Lins of the world, the Kevin Aces of the world, they're going to AJ Pollock. Like, what the fuck? We thought he had it. We thought we had each other's back with transparency. You know, I'm going to have a mouthpiece, right? I'm going to censor what I put out in the media so I can obey you and your, you know, demands. But this was a breach of trust by none other than, guess who? AJ Preller. Surprise, surprise. Oh, man. This shit couldn't be scripted, man. This shit couldn't be scripted. This shit couldn't be scripted. It could not be scripted. Again, these people are mouthpieces to AJ Preller, distorting what you're told, censoring the information. And what do you know? So now the question is Fernando going to be going to like the Dominican and getting like a licensed doctor there to give him approval? Because no American doctor is going to give him the requisite, you know, approval to go swing for the San Diego Padres, because he's clearly not ready to go yet. We heard Dr. David Chow said it's going to be 4 to 5 months. The Padres said 2 to 3 months. AJ Preller didn't want people to hit the panic button. What do you know? Preller's lying. The Padres have no obligation to be transparent, 100%, Sam, but they do indeed have an obligation to be appropriate and respectful and honest to their beat writers. And they weren't in this situation, and that breaches trust, and that's what's going to cause more articles to come out hammering AJ Preller. You saw what happened last year when we had those Athletic articles with Dennis Lynn, Kendall Rosenthal, talking about the shapes of pitches, bombarding AJ Preller. It's moments like these that cause those articles yet again. How's it going? Everybody, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. We're just getting started on the Hograys Padres postgame show. I'm your host, Borna. I don't know if you know my name. They call me Hog. Let's get some wine out S's for the San Diego Padres winning tonight. By the way, everybody, here's your updated Top Hog Hogwash tally board. Shout out Sean Diego, a.k.a. Sean Mania. Big time stuff tonight. Big time balls and big time moments. Trent Grisham's your Hog Wash. And also, one more thing, baby. Shout out, I want to do it one more time, Steven Wilson, everybody, for his big-time moments in tonight's game. Without further ado, I'm just going to do it. I'm giving away this Chrismat jersey right now. Lock in, everybody. We are giving away this Chrismat jersey right now. Let me just tweet that I'm giving it away right now. Y'all ready for it? Giving away the Chrismat jersey live on stream right now. And I have more information to get to with Tatis. Okay, here we go, everybody. Boom, 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 boom. Who's going to win the Nabil Chrismat jersey? Lambo, congratulations. You are the winner of the Nabil Chrismat jersey. DM me on Twitter at the Hogwatch. Congratulations, man. You're going to get a white, authentic number 74 Chrismat jersey. Big time, man. Big time. Congratulations. No, the signups ended a week ago, man. Congratulations. Congratulations on the Bill Chrismat jersey, man. DM me on Twitter. Big time stuff. All right, everybody. Again, this is awesome. I'm so happy that we were able to give this away. You know, this was for 4,000 subs. And it is what it is. Let's get some W's for Lambos in the chat. Congratulations, Lambo. DM me on Twitter, Discord, whatever it may be. DM me, man. Congratulations on the Nabil Chrismat jersey. Congratulations, buddy. Big time. Is Lambo here? Let's get a quick roll call. If Lambo's not here, in the next 1 minute, I'm going to be respinning. Am I getting a DM? 1 minute from now, I'm getting a DM. 1 minute. The 1 minute timer starts now. By the way, we also may have a Machado update. Now, I don't want to guarantee it, but we may also have a Machado update. So Padres fans, what a day, huh? Are y'all on Twitter? Y'all on Twitter? It's a pretty crazy day on Padres Twitter. Again, take a look at what I just tweeted. Reporter did ask about the video of Tatis. Christensen did answer. In summary, it's just a systems check. Has not been clear to go through any swing progressions. Claims they were dry swings and mimicking. They're so bad at lying. And guys, I'm so happy that we were able to get it done. He's always in the Discord. Okay, congratulations, Lambo, on the Nabil Chrismat jersey giveaway. By the way, my seat is absolutely drenched. It's 90-plus degrees in Los Angeles. I'm absolutely scorching. So, Padres fans, what are your general thoughts on the Fernando Tatis Jr. situation, huh? What are your general thoughts on the Fernando Tatis Jr. situation? It's absolutely incredible. It's absolutely incredible. Again, I'll give you guys another timeline, one more time of the whole Fernando Tatis Jr. situation. I was given a video of Fernando Tatis Jr. taking a swing, and then we were able to get out the video. I tweeted out, and oh my goodness, my gosh, my gracious Padres fans, I got absolutely bombarded. I'm blocked by Mickey Koch on Twitter. People were sending me what's going on, though. I mean, we got tweets from Hassan Grimm saying, hey, Hogwatch, what's the biggest hog you've ever watched? And then when AC tweets, he's like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. It's pretty funny. We have Patrick Daly. This guy used to rip me on Twitter, and now he's saying, I can confirm with Tatis in the cages. After he ripped me a few weeks ago, the videos just saw that it isn't post. Looks like he's taking some pretty good cuts. Not quite 100%, but definitely some 90-mile-per-hour barrels in there. I'm telling y'all. Everybody, man. Everybody. They big mad tonight. Is what it is, everybody. Not going to discuss it anymore. We get it. It is what it is. I've sent my message. Don't need to do it anymore. But everybody, this is new media. This is the new school, baby. We're coming. And I really appreciate everyone supports me on my journey. It's been a crazy journey. Shout out, man, Schmitty, man, for these amazing new graphics on the channel. These new graphics go absolutely insane, guys. Check out this new, like, logo banner thing. What do y'all rate this out of 10, man? This is an absolute W. What do we rate this, baby? What do we rate this? It's a big one, baby. It's a big one. Congratulations, Lambo. I know you're in the chat. You're a Hogwatch member. Congratulations. Everybody. And here's another thing. We talk about tonight's live stream again. You guys want to hear a Manny Machado update? Here's what I heard on Machado, and I don't want to confirm this. But here's what I heard, okay? So take whatever you want me to say with a grain of salt. I will acknowledge you, C-Rex. What I was told, I'm not confirming it. Here's what I was told. No high ankle sprain for Machado. There is a possibility they may even not put him on the DL. That's that. There's my Machado update. Take it for what it's worth. Let's talk baseball, everybody. The San Diego Padres team, baby. Special right now again. Look at Jorge Alfaro. This guy's your team's number one catcher. We take a look at the San Diego Padres Hogwatch box score tonight, everybody. Listen, only 6 hits for the Friars. 0 for 5 from Jake from Rake Farm. 0 for 5 from Grisham. 0 for 2 from Voit. He had the 2 walks. Not a good night at the plate for Nomar Mazara, but a big-time home run for Eric Hosmer. Happy birthday, C-Rex. I hope you have a fantastic day. CJ Abrams with a nice hit. Andy got hit. Ha-Sung Kim, 2 for 4. One of those 2 hits should not have been a hit. It should have been an error. It got the Padres on the score list, which was absolutely nice to see. Trent Grisham, I'm so freaking done with Grish. I don't know how much longer I can see him on this baseball team, everybody. Even made an awful play in center field tonight. So here's the question. Esteban Ruiz, I don't believe, is on the 40-man roster. Alcantara is. Why don't you just DFA this guy and give Ruiz a chance? The dude has 48 stolen bases in the minor leagues. It's time for him to see a chance with the San Diego Padres. And by the way, I'm just going to be mimicking swings. Sorry, I'm taking a fat victory lap tonight. So what was your biggest takeaway, chat? What was your biggest takeaway from tonight? By the way, I do want to send out one more tweet. I do want to show y'all one more tweet. Again, I'm telling y'all, it's pretty insane. It's pretty insane. Now these people are saying, it's so refreshing seeing Tatis swinging again. He's close now. Good night, Padres Twitter, and much love to you all. Good night, everyone. I'm just going to do this. Good night, everyone. Should I do this? Maybe I shouldn't, huh? Maybe I shouldn't. Let me know, chat. Oh, man. Yep. Yes, Camden. Lambo just won the Chrismat jersey. Lambo just won again. Congratulations, Lambo. And by the way, chat, that is 6 walk-off wins for the San Diego Padres. 6 walk-off wins for the San Diego Padres. Absolutely incredible. Incredible so far this year. Incredible. I won't. I won't. Maybe I shouldn't, huh? Maybe I shouldn't. You think it's a little premature? Maybe it's a premature. We'll wait a little bit. I'll wait till my emotions settle down. Maybe I shouldn't. I'll wait a little bit. Maybe I'll send it before I get it. Maybe I'll make it my last tweet. Isn't Tatis risking a setback if he's swinging without the team's permission? Yeah, no shit. That's the biggest story here. The biggest story, Gabe, is not me breaking this. The biggest story is Tatis not listening to the baseball team right now. Listen, we saw AJ Preller. We saw Kevin Acey. We saw these people a few days ago. You're goated Dodgers fans. Thank you so much. Of course, this is stupid. This is 100% stupid. By the way, everybody, we got 310 people in this live stream and only 135 of y'all have liked the stream. Again, everybody, consider joining the Hogwatch YouTube channel membership. You hit the join button next to the subscribe button. We're going to give you guys starting exclusive live streams on trade deadline week. We're going to start working with more sources. We're going to have more rumors. So go ahead and join the Padres Hogwatch YouTube membership. Follow me on Instagram at the Hogwatch. Big night, Friar Faithful. An absolutely monster night, Friar Faithful. It's a great time to be a San Diego Padres fan. Also, follow me on Twitter at the Hogwatch for year-round exclusive Padres content. Let's get to 2,100 followers on Twitter. Those are practice swings, man. Those aren't practice swings. They're a little bit in the middle of it. So when do we have a bigger convo about how reckless this guy is and he's our franchise cornerstone? That convo is already prevalent, man. But the issue is what? The issue is that we have no leverage in the situation. He's Tatis Jr. We can't do anything. And shout out Quattro. Everybody, let's all welcome Quattro. All my Hogwatch members, welcome Quattro to the Hogwatch channel YouTube membership, man. Big W's Quattro. Thank you so much, man, for joining the love. Guys, I don't even have my speakers yet. I cannot wait to hear from all the news about Fernando Tatis Jr. swinging tonight. No one's talking about it. All these media guys are very, very quiet about it right now. I cannot wait to hear what they asked. Who asked it, by the way? Again, if you're new to the channel, I hope you subscribe. Join the Hogwatch for year-round Padres content. Guys, let's have our quick therapy session right now. Again, subscribe to the channel. I'll say it one more time. Subscribe to the channel. Close your eyes, everybody. Close your eyes. We're 70 games in. No Tatis at all this year. But he's coming sooner than you may think. I wonder why. Congrats, Lambo. We're 43-27. Good night, BQ. Love you, buddy. We're 43-27. How do you become a member? Hit the join button next to the subscribe button on desktop version. We are 43-27. I'll say it one more time. We are 43-27 Padres fans. Please rank the Padres beat writers. First, the best beat writer is Dennis Lynn. I genuinely get excited to read his articles. They're never surface-level information. They're exciting information, deeper-level facts, which is why you need to pay for an athletic subscription. I love Dennis Lynn. And then probably Cassavell. And then I don't really care. AC's really good at what he does. It was a pleasure having AC on the channel. It was a pleasure. He's just a meme at this point. He grinds, man. He grinds. He absolutely grinds. That's about it, though. So Padres fans, give me one word to describe tonight's victory. Give me one word, chat. I want to hear from all y'all to describe tonight's victory. What are your latest thoughts from tonight's win? My one word just from today in general was validation. I want to hear what your guys have to say. Isn't Tatis swinging in the Padres' cages? There's no way he's swinging without the team's permission. We don't know the timestamp of that. We don't know exactly what time of day it was. Do we see a lot of personnel in there? If he was swinging, you would usually see two to three trainers and two hitting coaches, and you would probably see AJ Preller there. You didn't see any of those people there. Thomas, thank you so much for the $5 holla. And again, we literally got confirmation from Ryan Christensen and Kevin Acey that he was swinging today. So it's all out there, everybody. It's over. It's over. We won this battle together, everybody. Congratulations. Cheers. Cheers. Whatever you're drinking. I'm a water guy. But everybody, cheers. Campbell, how you doing, buddy? Those are the Padres cages. So if you're a VIP season ticket, I think club member, when you go eat your food, you can see the Padres play. You can see the Padres take swings, but the Padres cannot see you. Okay? Those are at Petco Park. ADHD, you have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Those are at Petco Park, but the players cannot see you. Again, that's very important for you to understand. Those are Lexus home plate tickets. Those are Lexus home plate tickets. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, run all the time. Well, you ain't ever kind of rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Seeing how I appreciate it, Quattro. We're just getting started, man. Again, listen, I'm overreacting. I'm taking too big of a victory lap. I'm young and immature. It's a feel-good moment, but I got to calm down. This is not that big of a deal. We keep it going. We keep it going, and we keep it going. But it's crazy. It's crazy. So, does anybody have any other questions for me related to the Tatis news? Let me know if you guys have any other questions for me. It's going to be great to hear. And again, I'm not going to call out other people. There's so many other people on Twitter who absolutely destroyed me today about it. I'm not going to do it because, listen, some of those even smaller people, you know who you are. It's not worth it. I don't want to ruin your day. Hog is feeling himself. Be humble. Yeah, I am feeling myself right now. No doubt about it. So Padres fans, we talk about this game tomorrow, everybody. Now, we got a Wednesday day game. Guys, this is a Diamondbacks team that's not really bad at all. So we got the San Diego Padres, Arizona Diamondbacks tomorrow. And we got Mike Clevinger coming back. Guys, I want to see a really nice start from Clev tomorrow, okay? 3.79, 1.26 run average. We're going to see him face Mad Bum, which is going to be a big-time matchup. Mad Bum's actually kind of having a bounce back year. May not show in the win-loss column, but his whip is still a little high, but he has a 3.45 ERA. He's gotten a bit lucky this year. His strikeout-to-walk ratio is about 2-1. It's big time. It's big time. I don't understand the hockey. I get it. It's crazy again. They asked Christensen. He says it's a systems check. Has not cleared to go through any swing progressions. Claims they were dry swings. Evan, thank you so much for subscribing to the channel. Hogwatch trending on Twitter? I don't think so, but that's pretty cool. So chat. I can confirm. Ooh, fuck. It's tough. Yee! Any other questions from tonight? Yes, they're at the stadium. They're the home plate clubs. They're the home plate clubs. No, I don't think Nando's going to be back. So Nando, it's still going to take him time, but it's great that you're starting to see those progressions. When CJ Abrams is ready one day, you would imagine Fernando with the speed would be a killer center fielder. Only time will tell that, though. 100%, 100% again. So everybody, again, let's talk about this game one more time tonight. Some signs. I'm starting to be so done with Trent Grisham. I mean, how much longer can we do this? The dude goes deep last night, but let's be real, guys. It just was another one of those nights. No, Musgrove's off the COVID list. So chat, how much longer should we do this Trent Grisham experiment? Now he's making mistakes in center field. He's just an automatic out. When can we see Esteban Ruiz? Okay, number one. Number two, we'll get into that. But before that, what are your thoughts on CJ Abrams tonight? What are your general thoughts on CJ Abrams tonight? I thought he was better. It was really nice to see CJ get a hit. I still think he's not ready. I still think he's not looking really great at the plate yet. He did barrel up a ball, which was nice, and he did get hit by a pitch. The dude should have been caught stealing, but he got bailed out by a bonk, which was absolutely big time. Besides that, though, it's going to be curious to see. Guys, I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see what radio has to say tomorrow. Seriously, though. How much longer are you going to give Trent Grisham in this lineup? Chat, this is a genuine question. How much longer are you going to give Trent Grisham in this lineup? I don't know how much longer I can do it anymore. The quality of his at-bats. Looking lost. Getting caught looking. He can never connect on pitches in the zone. And yes, Gabe, you bring up a great point about CJ Abrams. He needs to shorten up his swing. And we've noticed that you can get away with longer swings in El Paso. You can't do it in San Diego. You know why? It's the movement of pitches. It's the movement of pitches that cause you to have a shortened up swing. CJ Abrams is mini candy cane with the Ha-Sung Kims. The mini candy canes with the Ha-Sung Kims. SD Puller saying Abrams is horrible. Throw him out of town. Jesus Christ, man. He's 21 years old. But his swing path is a bit too long. His swing path is a bit too long right now, and he's gonna cost to pay the price. So we're gonna have to see CJ really quicken up and shorten up that swing, or else we can run into some issues. Does that make sense? But listen. So I was talking to an agent. And here's what the agent said. By the way, let me play what Ryan Christensen said about the interview. I don't have speakers, but take a listen to it on my microphone.
Some video that came out apparently about Fernando having a bat in his hand in the batting cage and taking.
Well, I think it's just more of him doing a little systems check and they're trying to figure out exactly where this wrist is to progress. So I know he has not been cleared to go through any kind of swing progression, hitting balls, hitting off the tee too much, with baseballs or anything coming at him. So as far as I know, it's just a couple dry swings, just kind of feeling it out, a little systems check, like I said, and figure out which way they can go moving forward.
Listen to how fast Christensen responded to Bob. That when you have people respond immediately, basically cutting off Bob, it goes to show you that you're in a self-defense mode. Take another listen to how fast. Listen to key triggers here, everybody. Take another listen to how fast Christensen cuts off Bob.
Share with us about some video that came out apparently about Fernando having a bat in his hand in the batting cage and taking.
Well, I think it's just more of him doing a little systems check and you're trying.
Immediate. Very interesting. Very, very interesting, Padres fans, huh? There's some scoop. They asked him. Thoughts on that? What are y'all's thoughts on that? What did you tag me? What did you tag me in Discord? Did you tag me something in Discord? Dude, I don't have speakers. I don't have speakers right now on my computer, guys. We're having more videos come out on the Tatis situation. Thomas, what did you tag me on, bro? DM me. DM me, bro. It sounds like he's in a vice, exactly. They don't want to admit it. And guys, again, I'll say it one more time. This is an awful look for this organization on Instagram. This is an awful look for this organization. I mean, an awful look. Let's hear what Alfaro... Wait, okay, is it? Can I play it on stream, bro? Here's what Thomas tagged me on. Here's the Alfaro. Oh, he said the F word. I love that. Nando probably swings at his house every night. The team can probably see him. They want to control what is released. Obviously, I don't think they appreciate you putting eggs on their faces. I don't care. Listen, guys, I've talked to old people in this organization. Let me tell you all something. Look what the New York Mets are doing. The New York Mets are literally going against their TV network of SNY, and they're literally creating their own podcast with Mets YouTubers. Like, Giraffe Neck Mark is literally going to be the head of the official Mets podcast. They're starting to understand the new age of media. Listen, Steve Cohen is building a whole arm of like media that's for the Mets. The Padres would never do that. They're very traditional. They're very old, and they want to censor every single piece of information. I've talked to people, a part of the organization for 30 plus years. They don't want the new school. They want to be puppets. They want people to actually have, and they want to have all say in kinds of media that's released to the public. Why do you think AJ Preller has a weird reputation? Why do you think a lot of people don't like to do business with them? The team is very ran in a hush-hush way. And of course, when things don't go well their way, that's why you see them get bombarded more so than others in the national media, the local media, and whatever scale you want to show. So I'm just letting you know that these are some things that we understand. These are some things that we understand as an organizational flaw of the San Diego Padres. Look at what the Mets are doing. They're 100% being so innovative right now. They're the first team ever to have a new official podcast that they're doing literally YouTubers. Crazy night, Padres fans. How's it going, everybody? You doing well? You doing well, Padres fans? How you doing? By the way, I do want to give credit to where credit was due one more time. Tatis is swinging without permission. That's basically the story of the night. But I want to give a W one more time. I want to give a shout out to my fellow partner in crime, my favorite San Diego Padre ever, and Eric Hosmer. Again, Eric Hosmer, guys, huge hit today. Guys, Zach Gallen was absolutely dealing with that 12-6 curveball. Hosmer says whatever. He takes a 12-6 curve. He's sitting on the 12-6 curve. He takes it absolutely deep, and the rest was history, guys. Huge moment in the game. Bottom of the six, two outs. Guys, take a look at that pitch. It was a spectacular pitch. He hits it out, guys. Big moment. And it's his first hit in 139 at-bats. Again, here's my update again related to Fernando Tatis Jr. People are saying mimicking. He has hit off a tee. Lightly hit off a tee. Guys, think about this. What the hell does a systems check mean? What does that even mean? What does a systems check mean? It means nothing. That doesn't mean anything. What does that even mean? And here's an issue. What if Fernando's starting to build a narrative that, like, he's not listening to the organization? There's going to be a big issue. There's going to be a big issue when it comes to that. I'm literally sending, a systems check? Can somebody please describe? No, genuinely, I'm trying to learn. Like, there's so many things that I don't know, guys. Again, I want you guys to understand. I don't know anything. I'm still learning a lot about the space. But I have a question for y'all. What in the actual fuck does a systems check mean? Again, everybody, if you are new to the channel, consider joining the San Diego Padres Hogwatch YouTube membership. We have 10 plus emojis. I'm just showing these four. Hit the join button next to the subscribe button. What a night, Padres fans. Padres was electric tonight. We got 40,000 plus people showing out against the Diamondbacks, baby. Go ahead and hit the join button. Exactly. System check means I have to give an answer without really giving an answer. Thank you so much for the $2 holla, Alex. AJ probably doesn't like Padres YouTubers. Yeah, we don't like him either a lot of the times. Carlos Aguiano says Petco was electric tonight. Let's go, Padres. Let's go, Padres. Carlos, thank you so much for the $5 holla again. My job to y'all is to report what I hear, what I know, and I'm just trying to be a person. Listen, I'm not just a sports YouTuber. I'm an entertainer, and I love to entertain. So for y'all to be able to go on this ride with me, go on this journey with me, it's an absolute blessing, everybody. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Turn on those post bell notifications. Follow Hogster on IG at The Hogwatch. Follow Hogster on Twitter at The Hogwatch. Not this guy, but this guy at The Hogwatch. Again, we just gave away the Nabil Crismat jersey. Shout out Lambo for that. Again, yeah, what is this, NASA? Yeah, we're getting prepared for takeoff. So, we got lots to discuss. We got lots to discuss. Again, I guarantee you, at the end of this game, the director of communications for the San Diego Padres, whether that be, let me get the name up, I know it's AJ Preller's lieutenant. Actually, he just left, but I think it was probably Craig Huener. Craig Huener, who's the vice president of communications for the San Diego Padres, who's right next to AJ Preller, probably goes to Christensen and says, here's what you're going to say. System check is Tatis Field finds, is exasperated and feels like he can swing. And as we know, he does what he wants. Exactly. Because here's another situation. The Padres know that it's a blessing in disguise what the Fernando Tatis Jr. does, what that contract means. Remember, everybody, that contract was signed before the 2021 season, right? So that was kind of before we really saw the COVID ramifications, I believe, right? Was that before the 2021 season? Fernando Tatis Jr. contract extension. I believe that was February 2021. That was kind of when COVID was getting better post-Delta. We saw the ramifications improving. Inflation wasn't high. We didn't really see a lot of the financial ramifications it would have in a bear market economy. And what that led to be, it actually turned out to be a bargain contract for the San Diego Padres. $14,340 back then ain't $14,340 now. Inflation's gone up 12.5% since the date of that contract, 8.5% year over year. That contract is really at about 14 years, about $290 million right now. If you were to sign that today, the value of it, the Padres got a big time bargain in that contract. What they do know now is that they don't have leverage in completing this kid under control. They don't have leverage of it. They may say, doctors tell you this, Fernando's gonna be like, you know what, fuck you, I'm gonna start swinging. So I'm going to tell you right now, not only that the Padres are screwed, they're losing this guy's kind of loyalty of the organization, but right now his contract is a big time bargain. I mean, look what Corey Seager got. I mean, look what Marcus Semien got. Look what Juan Soto is going to get. He's going to get 500. This is a massive bargain contract. And I understand Fernando hasn't played, so the devil's advocate's going to be like, why is it a bargain if the kid hasn't played? This is the most talented player in the game. So you guys have to understand too, kind of where the mindset is from a leveraging standpoint, that, you know, Fernando still has all the leverage. And he's locked up forever. And remember, about 25% of that contract is also going to an insurance company. He did not bet on himself, and he gave himself protection saying that he wouldn't make the major leagues and he would get some more money, I believe, in the minor leagues. But if he were to ever sign a big major league contract, they would get a big chunk of it. That's also coming back to bite Fernando in the ass. And he's probably hearing other information from Senior in the Dominican. Right? So it's very, very, very interesting. This is a very interesting story, you know, related to Fernando Tatis Jr. and the San Diego Padres. Nevertheless, everybody, the San Diego Padres, big time victory tonight over the Arizona Diamondbacks, 43-27. And this was a kind of a victory where you just didn't think they'd win. So everybody, what are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts on just tonight in general? Crazy night, huh? Crazy night. All right, everybody. We're sending out this tweet. All right, everybody. Y'all. Y'all, like, reshare, retweet this tweet, baby. Good night. What a day, huh? What a day. Will Myers is probably going to be another month. Will Myers is probably going to be another month for the San Diego Padres. Again, I want to shout out my boy. What a sick graphic you made, man. An absolutely dope graphic you made on the channel, man. Spread the word, everybody. What a night, baby. Predictions for deadline moves. Get ready, man. We're about to do some insane deadline streams coming up. Insane deadline streams coming up. I'm literally going to take a week off for him, man. So, anybody have any questions for me tonight? Does anybody have any questions for me tonight? I want to know. I'm here now for the rest of the stream. Again, like, share, send out this tweet. Send your mother this tweet. Okay. What's up, everybody? I'm here now to answer questions. If you guys have any questions about Tatis, anything I know, I can't say who I talked to, but let me know. And also, I'll be trying to give away a lot of Jake Cronenworth bobbleheads. I will do a 24-hour deadline stream. Stay tuned. But I also will be at Chargers training camp. Chargers fans, get ready for Justin Herbert on the Hog Watch. So, how big is your hog? Or why haven't they called up Ruiz? Because he's not on the 40-man, I believe, right? So calling up Ruiz is going to have you to cause a DFA somebody, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's going to be Sergio Alcantara. It's going to be Sergio Alcantara. So, I mean, it is what it is there. I hope McKenzie finds his groove in the next start. And Jakob has a question, Sergio. I have to answer it. Is it going? She's probably sleeping. Yeah, I hope McKenzie Gore finds his groove in his next start, Sergio. Here's the thing with McKenzie. It's all up here, right? We had Steven Wilson on the show, by the way, who was your Hog Pen Award winner of the night. I want to give one more shout-out before I get into your Gore question about Steven Wilson. Was absolutely nails tonight for the San Diego Padres. High leverage, big-time situations delivered when we needed him most. Now, going into the situation discussing McKenzie Gore, listen, he's just got to find his command, man. He's got all the stuff in the world. You just hope he can figure it out. I think he's going to figure it out, but we got to make sure that he's strong up here, Sergio. How long till Manny's back? I don't know. I'm not sourced here. I think he'll be back for the Dodger series, though. I think, if not even earlier. You're going to bobblehead night? If anyone's getting an extra bobblehead, let me know. It's been quiet on the trades front. Probably 2 weeks from now, we'll start. How about Darren Smithley with that Musgrove signs an extension by All-Star break at 5 years over $100 million? Yeah, he would do 5-1-10 from the people I talked to. Yep. He would do 6 years on a lower AAV, but I think the Padres want to go a little less year and give him a little higher AAV from what I'm hearing. That 888 thing has some rumors to it, but I think a lot of it was bullshit actually in steam. The Padres were releasing that information, in my opinion, to have some more leverage in contract talks. I don't know, though. I could be wrong, right? I've been wrong before. I've been right before, too. Stat line for Clevinger tomorrow, 5 innings pitched, 3 earned runs. Listen, I don't know if Clev's ever going to be the same. That's the biggest thing with Mike Clevinger. Can he be an effective back-of-the-end rotation starter? Absolutely. He still has a nice mix of pitches. His velo's never going to be the same, but he has a nice mix of pitches. He's got that cutter now starting to work for him. He's got that curveball, that yacker that's about 74 miles per hour, that nice 12-6. If we can see Clevinger go 5, maybe Martinez piggybacks and go 3-4, it's going to be an absolute beauty. And the Padres are going to bring out the brooms against the Diamondbacks, against Mad Bum 2, who's going to be pissed. You meet and greet Sean Merriman, Chula Vista, June 26th? When's the Hog meet and greet playing, bro? One day. I think the Padres would move Reynolds. Can you give Haas some cream credit? Absolutely. Absolutely. And my apologies if I haven't. There's been so much talk now. Listen, you Haas and Kim truthers. Another reason I get a lot of hate on Twitter is because everyone wants to praise Haas and Kim. Listen, he's not been great for the San Diego Padres this year, but he was really nice tonight. I thought his double should not have been a hit. It was a clear error. Whatever. They gave him a hit on that. Had a nice single, had a nice at bat. Listen, he was good today at the plate. His base running was pretty bad. It was an error, to be honest with you, okay? I'll give him credit for the two hits, but it should have been an error. It really should have been an error, chat. Oh, I do want to shout out Luis Garcia, who was awesome tonight. I've been giving this guy crow, saying I don't feel confident with him being a closer for the setup guy for the Padres because you never get a 1-2-3 inning from him. Again, I will always eat my words on nights where I'm wrong. Shout out Luis Garcia. You were awesome tonight. Your take Hosmer traded by deadline? No, you can't get rid of him. They may try and do so by a lot, may give up all of his money to get rid of those 10-5 rights, Sergio. Awesome, awesome, awesome Luis Garcia tonight. You are never trading Adrian Morejon. He is the absolute man. I may want him as our setup guy if Luis Garcia doesn't win my trust in the next 4 to 5 weeks. Adrian Morejon is special. But Luis Garcia, guys, the movement. Guys, stop looking at Hassan Kim's war. I talk about this all the time. Stop talking about Hassan Kim's war. Watch it with your eyes. Again, I'm not analytics, I'm manalytics. But guys, the movement on Garcia's pitches are absolutely unbelievable right now. I mean, incredible right now. The kind of movement on these guys' pitches. His sinker was moving. His split finger was moving. He threw a 92-mile-per-hour changeup today, Padres fans. A 92-mile-per-hour changeup today, Padres fans. Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. It's so hard not wanting to just, like, go after every single receipt on Twitter. But I just got to take the high road. Got to take the high road. Because when you make mistakes and all those people coming at you, but if you do something right, you go to some of them, but you don't want to go to all of them. And it's so hard, and I'm biting my tongue, and I'm going to bite my tongue. But, oh, man, it's so hard, especially some of the people who've said some sick things about me, my family. It's hard. I'm going to bite my tongue, man. I'm going to bite my tongue. Chargers training camp is end of July, early August. I'm going to be going there with Lorenzo Neal again, Chargers legend. Hopefully, we'll be able to get a Justin Herbert interview, Mike Williams, Keenan Allen. We're going to have a lot of guests that are getting ready to come on the show. Right now, I'm working on Tom Telesco coming under the Hogwatch. Guys, I'm trying to make big moves this year. We're going to have big-time guests. Lock in everybody. And again, I think Sergio makes a great point, too. It's really nice to see Steven Wilson really turn it around. It's really nice to see Steven Wilson turn it around. He was big time tonight. Big time tonight, huh? He's really figuring it out. Were you worried after he'll hit the pitcher? Nah, because Tim Hill's only good with the bases loaded, baby. Ha 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 ha. We still need a setup, man. Yeah, I agree. I agree. But I've been saying that all along. I'm going to stop saying it on Twitter because I get absolutely bullied. So, Padres fans, does we have any other final questions from tonight? If not, we're going to wrap it up on the live stream. We are going to wrap it up on the live stream if that's the case. If not, all right, everybody, I got so much shit to do on Twitter right now. I got so much shit to respond to. I got to lock in everybody. Great stream tonight. And guys, I want to say one more thing. Guys, I'm young. Okay, listen to me, everybody. This is very important now. I'm young. I'm going to make mistakes. But guys, your support, especially in nights like these, it's what it's all about. We're independent. I don't need the Padres right now. We're going to work on this thing together. And the fact that y'all support me every night, I got you, Lambo. I got your DM. Don't worry. The fact that y'all support me every single night. Guys, we're going on this ride together. This is not my community. It's our community, which is why you should join the San Diego Padres Hogwatch Discord. Sky, you got so much to catch up on tonight, man. Go check out Twitter on the whole Fernando Tatis Jr. stuff. We broke the internet tonight, Sky. So everybody, go join the Padres Discord. I appreciate everyone's support, man. Again, this is a journey we're getting on together. I'm grinding. I'm trying to get interviews. I'm trying to, you know, work with Passan on some of these informations. And, you know, he was a great connect to make. And just know, everybody, Weston Werber, your content has helped me push through tough times recently. Love you, Hog. Oh, my God, man. That made my day. I'm literally taking a picture of that because that made my day. Thank you so much, man. That literally made my day. Because, guys, it ain't all butterflies and dandelions, too. I have really tough days as well. You guys can tell when I'm happy and sad on my streams. This is why we're independent, baby. Fernando is back. He's swinging. The organization may have not even known. They don't know what to do. They're freaking out. It's a bad look for the team. Brought to you by the Hogwatch. Again, everybody, thank you so much for your support. What a day. What a ride. It's going to be just the beginning for us. The sky's the limit. Not for me, but for us. This is our year. So I have one more question to you all. Why not us? Why not this team? Making final tweaks on merchandise. I'm going to see all you sexy bastards with a brown gold tee, maybe a white black tee, however it may be, however you may be listening live on the Hogwatch. It's been your boy Hog! And I'm signing out.